Hello again and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. Hi, you're listening to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy with your sex therapist, Lori Watson, and our couples therapist, Dr. Adam Matthews, with the great podcast voice. And we are talking about 10 tips to rekindle romance today.
Now I'm just going to be self-conscious of my voice
the whole time. Yes. You got a great podcast voice, dude.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. 10 tips to rekindle romance, right? 10 of our favorite things that we offer to people to bring them back. What do you mean when you say romance?
Well, I think this is an ambiguous term. Romance is so overrated, right? Ask any woman.
Romance is overrated?
I'm teasing. No, it's
I have to say, you're about to change my whole paradigm of life in that.
You know, but so many, I think the first thing is go again, right? So many people say, I tried all that. It doesn't work. And I would say it does work. You know, go again. This is about building a culture. It's an investment. It's not a down payment on sex.
Oh, wow. You know, say that again.
It's an investment. It's an investment in a lifestyle. It's not a down payment on, you know, sex for the evening. It's like you have to think about developing this as a culture in your relationship.
Right. So romance is not just sexual.
No.
We don't just mean sex.
No, I mean, romance is a feeling of connection and connectedness and special celebrations.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the full package.
It's the full package. But you
talk about it
and
in terms
the package
of,
later. Oh, wait.
the package now, the package later. Yeah. Right. But do you think that is just for women?
No.
Like, romance,
okay, so that's
romance
one of my points.
Just for women?
Romance is not just for women. Like, okay. My husband actually loves to be romanced. I mean, he needs like wine and dinner and all that kind of stuff. He loves the connection first. So that's really important. What's your favorite romantic thing that you like?
My favorite romantic thing that I like?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to make me think. My wife bought me a sword one time. That was super romantic.
It's kind of this like phallic sort of representation.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it is.
She bought me a sword from Lord of the Rings. I thought it was awesome. It was one of the first things she ever bought
me. It is phallic, dude.
Maybe, but that wasn't what I was thinking. Okay,
your big sword.
No, okay. I think romance for me, and I think for some men, is just that she demonstrates some way that I am desirable to her. That she wants to be around me, that she wants me. And I don't think that's just sexual. I mean, I think there's other ways that she demonstrates that by wanting to do stuff with me, wanting to. I had somebody, I demonstrated this well, it's not about my wife, but she's done this before, but I had somebody in my office complaining the other day that she had offered to go to Home Depot with him and he had turned her down and he didn't realize.
Not your wife. Your wife had not offered to go with a patient to Home Depot.
No. it was a couple I was seeing.
She said, I'll go to Home Depot with you.
Yeah. And
you're like, that's romantic.
Oh, I thought that, yeah. And when he realized, he thought it was too, when he realized that she was offering because she wanted to be with him.
Ah.
Right. Uh-huh. And I thought that was romantic. Like, aww, that she just wanted,
you're
like,
easy.
She didn't want to
you're
go to.
You're totally easy, man.
I don't think romance is super hard. Do you think do you think it's hard? Do you think it's difficult? I mean, I think as relationships go on, I think there's things that get in the way, but I don't know that it is. I don't want to spend too much time on this. We want to get into our tips, but I mean, I don't think we're talking about romance is not difficult in the sense of. You don't have to throw a parade for somebody every time, mm-hmm. right? You don't. Mm-hmm. It's not these big grand gestures mm-hmm. like you see. Like, you don't have to rent a carriage and, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was thinking of this movie where the guy rented a carriage. That's why that came to mind. But anyway.
That's like a grand romantic gesture. And I do think that is one of our tips, is that actually the small gestures go further than long, big gestures. I think that's what people resist. You know, in terms of being romantic, oh my gosh, it'll cost me money. I'll have to top that. Mm. But I think that it can be the small things. I used to do this marriage retreat, And one of the things that I did on it, we should think about this, Adam, mm-hmm. was have the, it was actually the men, this was gendered, but I had them go out while I was talking to the women about oral sex. So I had them go out to the store and make a purchase with $50, mm-hmm. any purchase they wanted, and they brought them back and we laid them out without names and the women voted on the best purchase.
Oh, wow.
And the things that were always voted the highest were a combination of small little gifts. Mm. So I think this was in the winter. So somebody brought back, you know, classic stuff like a blanket, chocolate and wine. That was a high rating. Another guy brought back a candy bar, a pair of mittens, you know, those like dollar mittens you get at Target, a scarf.
Those sound like thoughtful gifts.
It was thoughtful little things. And that was the very highest rated gift. Mm. Another guy brought back, you know, a purchase that he knew his wife would like, and it was a $50 purchase, and that was like, meh.
Yeah.
You know, it's about thoughtfulness. It doesn't cost that much money.
Well, I would say that those small things, too, that are consistent, when you're consistent with the small things over time, I think that gets it really helps. Well, it lays that foundation. It's that investment that you're talking mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. So tip number one is care about the small things, right? Small things are important. What's tip number two?
Okay, being interested is actually romantic, I think. You talked about time together. I talked about interest is sexy and romantic. You know, a patient told me recently that she married her husband because he was interested in what she was interested in. Everything, he wanted to know her mind. And this was not me, although my husband did this too. You know, he was very interested in me. Mm-hmm. But I think it was that particularly she said, you know, whatever I was into, he wanted to learn about it. He wanted to know about it. And it was such a turn on.
Mm.
You know, that like was both a sexually a turn on and a romantic turn on.
It's curiosity. We talked about that before, too.
Yeah.
That's being curious about the other person, asking a lot of questions, wanting to know, wanting to learn about what they are interested in. I heard somebody put it one way, too, where they said, I just want to be in the same space as you. I don't care what we're doing. I just want to be in the same space with you. And that I think that interest is romantic for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you talked about also that it's a two-way street, right, that men like romance. And I think one other tip is flirting. Mm. I mean, I think that goes by the wayside so quickly in a marriage, right? Flirting people stop the sexual innuendo, the clever, dry humor remark, or you have to be present, I think, in a conversation to have that moment that hits it just right.
Mm. Yeah, I think something I think couples lose that inhibits their ability to flirt is they lose playfulness a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Playfulness is that flirty behavior between two people, right, I think is helpful. And some people really just need to learn how to flirt. I think a lot of people, myself included at times in life, don't know how to flirt. What?
Adam, do you text your wife like fun flirty texts?
I have before.
Oh, man, I'm going to make you do that when we're done recording.
I did not grow up texting, so that's, I am still, but still, like,
You old thing.
I think there are times that has to be, that's learned behavior a lot of times. Some people, I think maybe it comes more naturally too, but it's being charming, it's being, flirty is important.
I think it's just thinking about romance and sex and your partnership and kind of the fun part of it so that you can say fun things. I am not really much of a funny person. Maybe I'm funny sometimes on the podcast, but I'm not very funny. But my husband thinks I'm hilarious because I think I'm so relaxed with him that I do think of the funny innuendo a lot when I'm with him. You know, somehow or another, it comes to me and then he'll just crack up. And
Yeah.
That speaks to the relationship. Yeah.
Okay. So we want to just wrap up the segment. We've been kind of bouncing all over the place, but let's kind of just list our tips really quick.
Okay.
Right? Just the tips.
Ditch the power struggle.
Ditch the power struggle. This is the one where you said not to give up, right? Even if you think you've already tried it, still
go
do
again.
It. Go again.
Romance is important.
Romance is important. Number two, think long term. Right. It's an investment, not a down payment for sex, which I love. I think that should be on a T-shirt, mm-hmm. right? Long-term investment, not a down payment for sex. Number two, so think long-term. Number three, be interested to be interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to be.
Interest is sexy.
Interest is sexy. All right. So
and romantic.
It's attractional, right? Being interested in somebody else, pull somebody else in. And then it's a two-way street. Romance is not just for women, right?
My husband likes the roses, dinner, and wine.
Okay. I just want you to go to the store with me. All right. That's good. And then flirt. Learn how to flirt, I think, is a big deal.
Right. Be present enough, I think, to hear the innuendo. You know, before when I was naive and not a sex therapist. I was kind of naive when I was an early sex therapist too. I think at this point the walls have kind of heard everything. But I could not hear the innuendo, and now I can't stop hearing it.
Yeah.
You know, everything seems a little sexual to me. And so I can just hear it. And I think if you tune in, you know, to both romance and to sex, you can begin to hear it.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. So we're going to come back with five more tips for how to rekindle romance.
Okay. Thank you so much to all our Patreon supporters.
Right? Yeah. Patreon is a platform where you can directly support things that you love. We really want to expand the resources that we can be able to provide to you as our listeners.
If, you know, our work touches you and our work helps you, we would be so grateful for your support. Just go to our website, foreplayrst.com, and there you can find a way to support us, and you can see our episodes and our blogs. And thank you so much, guys.
Speaking with certified sex therapist Lori Watson from Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Lori, what is an intensive?
So an intensive is 12 to 14 hours of therapy all in one weekend. And it's a way to really make fast progress compared to weekly therapy. I mean, there's just so much more you can get done when you have a chunk of time.
Overcome the challenges in your relationship and your sex life. Learn more about intensives and Awakening Center's other services at awakenloveandsex.com.
At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. Give us a call at 919-587-8018. Find us online at MatthewsCounseling.net. We look forward to working with you.
We're back with romance in Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy.
And how to rekindle it, how to get it back if you lost it.
Here's some ideas.
Right. Our next tip is that the stereotypical is popular for a reason.
No kidding.
What would you consider stereotypical romance?
Flowers and candles and perfume and a little bit of wine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that totally works.
Yeah.
Totally works. I love flowers. I love fresh flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband knows my favorite flower, and that is really fun. He does a good job at bringing those occasionally.
Yeah.
Especially if we've had a fight.
Yeah.
Stereotypical.
Yeah, for my wife, it's chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate is the one that
What's her favorite chocolate?
Well, she's from Belgium, so any Belgian chocolate.
Oh, is she originally from Belgium?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew she grew up as a missionary kid, right?
In Belgium.
In Belgium.
Yeah, she was born there. Yeah, that's her
Belgium
home.
Chocolate.
Belgian
Yum.
Chocolate is great, right? But also without nuts. I had to, you know, have to know that she's allergic to nuts and have to remember that. And nothing kills it more like bringing home chocolate
like
that has
killing
nut,
her
that she
with,
can't have.
With nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing kills it more like killing her.
Right. But yeah. they are for a reason. I mean, I think some people like different things, but knowing that they're the classics still are really good, right?
Yeah. I had two patients who had particular flower favorites. One was orange ranunculus, and the other was blue bachelor buttons. And
I have no idea what those are.
Oh,
are they,
Adam,
they're flowers? They're not.
Adam,
they're not desserts.
Go to Whole Foods.
Orange ranunculus sounds like a dessert.
Ranunculus. They're in the spring. Both of those are in the spring.
Okay. They like those
Whole
flowers,
Foods, right? They like sell all this stuff. It's so easy to get it. Yeah. And I just always, every time I'm in the store and I see those, I think, gosh, I should text that guy and say, go bring that home to your wife. I mean, it would mean the world.
But that just speaks to that. If he knew that, he's paying attention to what she likes, mm-hmm. right?
It's thoughtful.
It's again, that thoughtfulness.
Romance is hygge. Do you know what that is?
Hygge?
Yeah, hygge.
I have no
idea. So it's this Norwegian or Swedish term that basically means cozy togetherness. You know, so we're going in the fall here. Think about fires and seriously, the bearskin rug or a picnic in front of the fire, wine and cheese and apples or whatever. I mean, anything that brings this sense of cozy togetherness, that's hygge.
Yeah.
And they actually, their countries value that above money. You know, I think in America, it's all about how much money do you make. And there it's how many times can you experience hygge? And so romance is this hygge thing.
Cozy togetherness.
Yeah, last night we had hygge. We had roasted hot dogs on the outside fire, and we sat out there and drank wine and beer and talked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's, to me, is uber romantic.
We got hygge every Sunday night with some wine and some cheese platter, and I try to see how I can make the best cheese plate.
Last week's
was fantastic.
You're having an open house, and are you going to like have a cheese plate there?
Oh yeah, but
oh,
it's just
going
to be for me. I'm not going to share it to anybody. All right, so
cologne, it works.
No.
When my husband puts on cologne, man, that works
for you?
Smell. Women are all about smells.
Yeah, I'm all about smelling good, but the cologne, man, like my wife, every time I put on cologne, no, doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't work for you.
No,
wife.
It's too much.
Our producer is shaking her head.
Lauren's
like, no. Oh no, I love cologne.
If you can find it where it's real, it's not overpowering, right?
Uh-huh.
Then that's be good. Our next tip, we kind of talked about this a little bit in the first part, but we'll just mention it again here. Small gifts win over big purchases.
Yeah,
right?
don't think romance has to cost so much. It's about the small things. You know, I was a secret Santa for a girl, for just a lady in my neighborhood, and I did the best gifts.
Yeah?
I went and found three perfect pears, right? Partridge in a pear tree.
Nice.
I found this like Scandinavian basket weave star, and I found, you know, like the perfect Christmas chocolate. I put all these things in her mailbox, but then the person who was my secret Santa was like giving me all these like really crappy gifts. I mean, that's the last year I'm going to do this with female, you know.
Yeah, one of the things that I think my wife still says is the most romantic thing that I did is
our
first Christmas together. I did the 12 days of Christmas where I gave her one gift on day one, two gifts on day two, and I would leave them on her.
See?
On her doorstep. They got bigger and bigger. One of them was a horseback ride. On the last day, I told her that I loved her. That was the gift
Adam. Man,
my wife is going to hear this, though.
Our producer is, like, totally into it. I think that is so romantic.
Yeah, well, and my wife's going to hear this, and she's going to say, that was 14 years ago, buddy. What have you done for me lately?
You know? You have something to live up to here.
I do. I started big and kind of, yeah. So.
Yeah, and that's the issue, right? Sometimes is people think, well, I did all these grand gestures and I'm done.
Yeah, but I think she would like it.
I won the prize.
If I did some small callbacks to stuff that we did, I think she would really enjoy that. And I need to make myself a list here. But
I did. My husband loved Ansel Adams. Mm-hmm. And when we were, you know, getting married, I like found this poster and had it framed. I mean, I think that was really a romantic thing that I did. I remember like really paying attention to the little things that he liked, you know, which brings me to another issue is I think that another tip is to make a list of what your partner likes.
Okay.
In those days, it was just in my head. These days, I listen to my husband and my kids and my friends, and I keep this little log in Keep. Do you know what the Keep is? It's an app, and it has all sorts of different lists. And then I have the person's name, and just anytime they mentioned a little thing that they like, if we're out shopping or whatever, and they say, you know, this color, whatever, I write it down so that when it comes time for Christmas or their birthday or some little gift, I have like a real good idea.
Yeah. And I think
so keeping a list.
I think that's a really good
is a way
my
to
only
be romantic.
Thing I'd add to that is just making sure you update that list over time, right? Because people change their interests change, but I think that's a fabulous way to like really start to know another person because it just communicates interest. If they said something in March and you get them a gift in September that echoes back to that, like you've heard them, right? I think that's
you remembered.
I think that's really good.
I think that's the thoughtfulness of the romance.
So one of the things you have down here is that's really intriguing to me is how to be the most romantic man in the universe.
I've got
you don't
the
just
tip.
Even say world or earth, you say universe.
Universe.
Right? And so tell me what
okay,
you
mean well,
by
Okay, well, you know, what do men hate to do? When it comes to romance.
When they come to the romance, they hate to remember.
Right, they hate to remember. So yeah. So my tip is do it all at once. Right?
Okay.
You know Christmas is coming. You know her birthday's coming. You know there's an anniversary coming. You know there's special dates.
Right.
So shop all at once, right? Because I know how much men like to shop, and I know how much they like to remember this. So go do it on one day.
Uh-huh.
Like, break the bank, you know, go get all those gifts. And then go to Target and buy 5 cards. Go to Target and buy bath beads and her favorite candy bar and all these thoughtful little things.
Store it away so it looks like you...
Store it at your work, hopefully, that is not an office at home.
Yeah.
And then put on your calendar, like, these little reminders.
Yeah.
You know, and then send that card. And you will look like the most thoughtful person in the world, in the universe. And, another tip is, we actually have a florist nearby that you can call for the husband package, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And you can order flowers. One time, you can give them a budget and say, I want flowers to be delivered on my anniversary, on Valentine's Day, on this. And here's my budget. And then would you pick 3 random days where you deliver flowers? And it could be just a bunch of daisies, like a really cheap thing. Okay.
See, what you just heard was the collective eye roll of all our women listeners.
No, the men
are going to love that. The men are going to think that's genius.
It is
the
totally
women are
genius.
Gonna, including our producer, Lauren, is going to roll her eyes, right? Because I think, and I've heard that, like, I have offered that suggestion to couples in session to men to set reminders on their phone to do all this.
Yes.
And without fail, the women, like, give me daggers. They're shooting me daggers for that suggestion.
But, I mean, they don't have to know, right? You do it just in secret.
Yeah.
Just do it in secret. And then you are all, I mean, I can't imagine, right? Compare that to the guy who forgets her anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a way slick way to do it. I mean, it's like handling, you know, men and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, women handle clients these days. We pay attention to what the client likes, to who their children are, to what they're... I mean, my attorney is... He's so smart. He must have a file on me because he, like, remembers to ask me about my kids. He remembers to ask me about...
He does have a file on you.
As a matter of fact, he does have a file on me.
But I think...
But, like, personal little things.
Yeah, I think the thing that you can't do is that can't be done in a vacuum of a lack of interest, right? Because I think that's one of the things that it communicates if
Man, I'd take
know,
it any way I could get it.
I understand that. But I think, like, I do think that women have to understand that it's just most of the time it's just a difference in love language, right?
Mm, right.
And
it
so
is
it
often.
Is not it, and so because
so
of that
do it
difference,
effectively.
You have to learn that. But I think then you can't do that and then not show interest the rest of the year, right? You can't rely on that. If you are just that forgetful and that's helpful, then I say, yes, do it, but also show interest throughout the year. Like, you can't start January 1 and schedule all the romance out, but I think you also have to know your partner, who your partner is and what's going, like, you still have to learn about your partner, right? There's not a shortcut to that.
It's September, dude. Have you started the 12 days of Christmas?
No, I haven't.
Okay, but this year.
you
have an automated reminder built in right here.
I have an automated reminder because you're going to remind
Laura's me. Laura's going to nag you.
Yes. I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I think setting reminders for yourself, especially when romance has gone out of the relationship, right?
Yes.
I do think that is – I think it is a big, big thing. But I think for women, I mean, if that's something that – it just bothers you. I think knowing that that is a way that he's trying to be interested and trying to, like, re-engage in the relationship is important to know that that's the case. But men, oftentimes, they will hear a tip like that, and I promise you, like, they'll go, oh, now it's solved. Now that's it, and I'm done for the year because I spent one afternoon on it. And you can't say that that's it. I think it's really helpful.
Well, it doesn't
helpful.
Make him a good flirt just it, because he does
yes.
that. Okay, that's last exact- tip, love notes.
Okay.
You know, leaving those little love notes around the house. My best girlfriend, Terry. Hi, Ter. Who is, we've been friends since we were 15 and best friends since we were 15. And she's still single. She's hot. She's cute. She's smart. She's the bomb. She's in LA. And trust me, I'd like run a criminal background check on you before I'd set you up. But anyway, she had grandparents who were married for 50 years.
Oh, man.
And I mean, they were the sweetest people. I knew them as well because we, you know, we were kids together. But he used to leave a note for his wife. And every note that he ever signed was Sam loves Ethel.
Oh, man.
And he would, like, draw these homemade cartoons, and it was all about his effusive, over-the-top love. And I just think that is so sweet. I mean, they were married for 50 years and in love for 50 years. They were very sweet people.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's,
so love
that's
notes.
Amazing. Love notes is good.
I think we should put that on our show notes so you can see Sam Loves Ethel
awesome.
On our show notes.
So our tips on this time, the stereotypical is popular for a reason.
Oh, my God, yes.
Go do those. Small gifts win over big purchases. Small things add up, especially over time. As you do them more, they'll lead to big wins. How to like be the most romantic man in the universe, right?
Do if it you, all
if
at
that's
once.
What you need,
do it all at once, dude.
Develop.
Trust me.
Develop a list of favorites and love notes. Write those things out, and they're still good. So, thanks for tuning in. This is 4Play Radio,
the romance
Sex Therapy,
back.
Bringing it back.
You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.